I would like to call this meeting of the City Council of University City to order at 6:30. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Jennings?
Present.
Councilmember Carr?
Present.
Councilmember Crowe?
Here.
Councilmember Glicker is excused. Councilmember Smotherson? Mayor Welsh?
Here. Thank you very much. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of the council have an agenda item he or she would like to add? I would like to add the swearing in of Ms. Peggy Schamleffer, who let the city clerk know that she is here, could be here tonight to be sworn in. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended? Mr. Crowe moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations for tonight. We now move on to the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the October 10th, 2016 study session? Mr. Jennings, is there a second? Mr. Smotherson, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the October 10th regular session? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Mr. Crowe seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to appointments to boards and commissions. Mr. Jennings, you have an appointment.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to appoint Mr. David Player Sr. For appointment to the Green Practices Commission.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would like to appoint Jonathan Steidelman to the Green Practices Commission. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would like to appoint Christopher Arps to the Calip Commission. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would also like to nominate for reappointment Jacqueline Fram to the Human Relations Commission. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Moving on to swearing into boards and commission, Lisa Greening was sworn into the Land Clearance Redevelopment Authority in the City Clerk's office. I would now like to swear in, have Peggy Schamleffer come to the podium to be sworn into the Board of Trustees for our pension funds. Ms. Schamleffer? I guess Ms. Schamleffer has not arrived, so we will just move on. We now move on to citizen participation. We have 15 minutes at this time. I ask everyone to please identify themselves when they come to the podium with their name and address. Turn the microphone off, on when you come and off when you leave, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Our first speaker for this evening is Ms. Margaret Johnson.
Good evening, City Council. I spoke to you 2 weeks ago about the hiring of the new police chief, and since then we contacted Mr. Walker and had a meeting with him, and there is a city forum planned. And I sent you all an email today asking you to please share it with your email lists or whatever so we can get as much citizen participation as possible. The meeting is Tuesday, November 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Heman Community Center, and we're hoping to have a good turnout from all the wards, so we can have a begin a city discussion about the kind of progressive police department we'd like to have and we have and would like to continue having in U-City. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Thomas Jennings.
Yeah, Tom Jennings, 7055 Forsyth. I want to address the same thing. When I read some of the statements having to do with the selection of our police chief, and I discussed this at length with friends and people who have way more knowledge than I do of this, and it really has to be brought to the attention of all the people in University City. I hope, and I'd like this on the record, we've got to take our time. This thing can't be rushed into. We have a tendency here just to fly in and do it and not get it right. This is so important to the citizens of University City that we get the right person with the right temperament who can lead us in our city, because they are probably one of the most vital assets that University City has. They and the police, the fire department, our ambulance services are the critical backbone when the citizens of this community are in need. And if we don't get it right, the citizens will suffer. And if it's run into without a total, if there's a total disregard, as there has been for a lot of stuff that's going on in University City that's disgusting, it will just show to the citizens the total disdain that the leaders here in University City and the management have for this city and its people. This is so critical. It could take 6, it could take 9, it could take a year. Get it right. We've got to get it right to keep this community safe and in a very good, upbeat spirit that they are getting the kind of service that we deserve and have had in the past. We've had an outstanding police department. We used to have an outstanding ambulance service. We did everything we could to destroy the ambulance service. My God, let's not destroy our police department. Thank you.
Mr. Tom Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. I think, as all of you know, there's a possibility that Longacres Farms may be having to move the produce stand from the loop. I think that would be a terrible thing if it happened, and I would hope that the city would put a considerable amount of effort into doing whatever it can to retain it. As you know, the loop has been going through some difficult times lately with the horrible construction of the trolley. Just recently, 3 restaurants have closed. Before that, furniture store closed, clothing store closed. So it would seem to me that given what the city has spent through its economic retail development tax, $90,000 to conduct studies that weren't needed, $100,000 to create space, which is possibly the worst use of money ever, it would seem to me that with the development department, the management, the Chamber of Commerce, that hopefully you could all combine your efforts and see what can be done to keep the market there. As you know, it's been there for over 40 years, and I think a lot of people go there, as I do every week, and I think it would be a terrible loss to the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Debbie Schneider. Debbie Schneider. Could you turn your mic on, please? And then give us your name and address, please.
Debbie Schneider, 1643 Cary Court, Hazelwood, 63042. We've been in the loop for 43 years, okay, Long Acres Farm. Our parents started it. We love it here. We have very, very loyal, wonderful customers. We are affordable produce, okay? We're not expensive. We're not very profitable, I will say, okay? We don't make a lot of money, all right? But we love it here, okay? And we love our customers. And we are just trying to find a new location. And we hoped that we could have help trying to find a new location, okay? We're trying to get a place on the corner of Loop North and
Leland.
Leland, sorry. Nervous. Never done this before. Okay. And they say it was a park. Now we're finding out it's not a park. Somebody made a note that it was Eckerd Park. It's not Eckerd Park, okay? Eckerd Park is three blocks away. There's a zoning issue going on with that. It would make that very nice, very appealing, very attractive, okay? And it would be a very good convenience for our customers. They could, the ones that walk, ride bikes, the students, it wouldn't be a far away inconvenience to them. That is our goal down the road. Temporarily, we need a place, okay? It has to be the parking lot. It's the parking lot. I mean, something that would take about four parking spaces, okay? And that is something I'm hoping that you will vote on or at least bring to the plate, and hopefully we can do something. Okay.
Thank you very much. That is our last request to speak on non-agenda items. We have no public hearing scheduled for tonight, nothing on the consent agenda. We now move on to the city manager's report. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of council. The first item under the city manager's report is presentation by the University City High School Junior ROTC cadets. I believe that Master Sergeant Stewart is going to do a presentation.
Master Sergeant, could you please come up to the microphone so we can hear you?
Good evening, everyone. I want to introduce to you your Air Force Junior ROTC cadets from UC City High School.
Light, talent, order, arms, present arms, order, arms, lift base, right base, about base, about base.
The mission of the Air Force Junior ROTC program is to take your time. The mission of the Air Force Junior ROTC program is to
develop citizens of character dedicated to serving.
Air Force, take your time. Honor code begin. Stop. You're embarrassing yourself right now. Honor code. Honor code begin. Very good. Thank you. I want to thank Mr. Rod Jennings for giving us the opportunity to address you all. And what we're here to do is to re-energize U City and garner support and sponsorship for our program. At this time, we have some 70 cadets in our program. At one time, we had up to 200, but that's when the school had more students. We're supposed to have at least 10% of the total population, and we are at that time, at this time. Excuse me. U City is the only, our program is the only one in U City that has a junior ROTC program. St. Louis Public Schools, they have something of amount of 8 to 10 of the different services from Navy, Army, Marines, and Air Force. So we stand alone in U City, and we don't mind doing so. But we do need a little help from you all. So we're wanting to energize you all to make sure that you know that we are here. We teach them aerospace and leadership and education. Aerospace is on the history of the Air Force itself, and leadership and management is from being a follower to a leader. A leader in our program. The cadets that we have before you are freshmen and sophomores, actually. And I brought them here because they're going to be the ones to reap the benefits from you all and your support that we garner from you all today. Along with the things that we teach them, they also work diligently in some programs and projects that they are charged with handling, as in reading and writing and teaching reading at the elementary school and the middle schools, cleaning the school campus itself, and even the park as we went out to Heman Park during the summer. Also, we hold a food and clothing drive, and we have a blood drive twice a year. We also take them on field trips to different places, which we did about 2 weeks ago to Scott Air Force Base. And we'll be going to museums and things of this nature to teach them even more about being a good cadet and being a good citizen. As you hear about the mission itself, it's dedicating them, to allowing them to be dedicated to be good citizens for you in this U City, for the nation and their community. We also hold an annual ball, which is held in February, a military ball, which they're able to now relax a little bit after we've been teaching them all the things during the year, while they display what they have learned, such as respect, discipline, and etiquette, in a safe and secure venue and atmosphere. We hope to be able to take them to other high schools that are in the St. Louis Public Schools so they can intermingle with other students, which I think would be a great thing, because I think we live in a bubble sometimes and we don't get outside of ourselves, right? So that we can teach them how to be more social outside of their own surroundings. We are not a recruiting system by any means, but we do want to teach them life skills so that whatever they choose to be their endeavor, whether college, a career, or the military, they can be successful. What we have here are flyers that we wish to make sure that we pass out to you all. And on the back side, for those who are able to, we have a GoFundMe account for you all to donate to our program. So with that, once again, while we're here, information only, to re-energize you all, let you know that your U City Air Force General TC program is here, alive, and well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Walker.
Second item under the city manager's report is approval to award the contract for the Jackson Avenue-Balston Avenue Pedestrian Improvements Project to the lowest bidder, E. Meyer Contracting, for $221,575.
Thank you very much. Staff is recommending approval, I take it. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Jennings, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Walker.
Last item under the city manager's report is approval to purchase one 2017 Freightliner road tractor from Truck Center Incorporated for $108,677. Staff is recommending approval.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Smotherson, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to unfinished business, bill number 9295. Ms. Pum, may we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending chapter 2.52 of the University City Municipal Code relating to Committee for Access and Local Origination Programming by repealing section 2.52.050 thereof, relating to membership and appointment, and enacting in lieu thereof a new section to be known as section 2.52.050 membership and appointment, thereby amending said section so as to remove charter communications referred to as the company.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending chapter 2.52 of the University City Municipal Code relating to Committee for Access and Local Origination Programming by repealing section 2.52.050 thereof, relating to membership and appointment, and enacting in lieu thereof a new section to be known as section 2.52.050, membership and appointment, thereby amending said section so as to remove charter communications referred to as the company.
What's the pleasure of the council? Ms. Carr moves to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember Crowe? Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We have no resolutions for tonight under new business. We now move on to bill number 9296. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Jennings moves to introduce. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance approving a final plat of a minor subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7470 to 7470-A Delmar Boulevard Condominium. A survey and condominium plat of Lot 6 and Block 2 of West Delmar No. 2.
Thank you very much. We now move on to bill number 9297. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson, Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 7, Table 7-A, Stop Intersections, Chapter 300, Traffic Code of the University City Municipal Code to revise traffic regulations as provided herein.
We now move on to bill number 9298. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Jennings, may we have the first reading, please, Ms. Pum?
An ordinance amending Chapter 223, Section 223.010 of the City of University City Municipal Code to add source of income as a protected class for housing.
You left off the last word, please.
Oh, discrimination. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And we have one request to speak.
Madam Mayor, may I ask a question about that?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
I was going to have someone speak on it who is involved in helping draft it.
Okay, because there wasn't enough information here for me to understand.
Why don't I have Ms. Fram, Jacqueline Fram?
Good evening, Council. I'm Jackie Kerouac Fram. I'm on the University City Commission on Human Relations. And for the last 3 or 4 years, the UCity Commission on Human Relations has had one of our focus areas, equal opportunity and housing access. And to this end, the Commission members, a few of them, have attended conferences sponsored by the Missouri Housing Development Commission and followed developments in this area. We have proposed that the Council consider amending a portion of the University City Municipal Code to ensure that landlords in University City and property owners may no longer discriminate against tenants based on the tenant's lawful source of income. How do we know that this is a problem that we as a community need to address? Because if you look at a map of University City, housing voucher use is dramatically concentrated in the Third Ward. If you go on Craigslist and search University City and no Section 8, you will find between 3 and 10 properties on any given day that explicitly state no Section 8 in their ad copy. So families who have worked hard to secure these housing vouchers are being denied the opportunity to even be considered as tenants except in neighborhoods that already have high concentrations of low-income residents. The premise and promise of the housing voucher program was and still is to allow people to move from resource-poor neighborhoods to opportunity-rich neighborhoods, to send their children to better schools, to live in neighborhoods with greater resources. So when, in 2015, the City of St. Louis passed a similar amendment prohibiting discrimination based on source of income, we saw an opportunity to make University City the second municipality in the state to take a stance in favor of families who are striving out of poverty. And although Section 8 is the most visible of these classes, this provision would also prohibit discrimination against people and families who would like to use Social Security payments, child support, pension, disability payments, or veterans' benefits to pay for all or a portion of their rent each month. It's an amendment that reflects our city's historical and intentional diversity of neighborhoods, and the Commission asks that the Council vote in favor of its adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fram. Could you stay? I think Ms. Carr has a question.
No, actually, Ms. Fram did an excellent job of presenting it. I just didn't understand.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, we now move on. We have no more requests to speak tonight, so we move on to council reports and business appointments. Mr. Crow has an appointment to Historic Preservation. Mr. Glickert has an appointment to CALIP, and I have appointments to Board of Adjustment and the Board of Appeals. We did receive quite a few minutes from board and commission meetings this week in our packet. Thank you, Mr. Walker. We have no other business, and we now move on to council comments. Any member of council have any comments he or she would like to make? Mr. Jennings.
Thank you. I just wanted to talk a little bit about a community member, Mr. George Allen. He's someone many of you may know because he was an exoneree in 2014, having been arrested and accused of rape and murder, and he spent 30 years in jail here in Missouri. They did DNA testing, and the Amnesty Project helped to gain his release. He died last week unexpectedly, and I just kind of feel strongly him having spent all that time. He was a person who went to University City High School. He's a bright kid, very nice and timid, and sort of just got caught up in the system. was beat in jail, lost an eye, just lost all of his productive years, and still the state has not compensated him for all that time lost, and he passed. I just wanted to let you guys know his funeral is Wednesday at William Harris Funeral Home. And I just also wanted to connect that to the Black Lives Matter event. I think that is why Black Lives Matter is so important, and that his family didn't have money to defend him. And it came out later that he was not the one who committed the crime. Also, I wanted the community to pay attention to the review of the facility analysis report on the police station. That report is out. It looks as though from our last study session questioning the second group that evaluated the first report, our waiting 7 months has cost us an additional $5 million to the cost of a new police station. And I think we really can't afford to delay this another day. And I'd like to ask the city manager to consider issuing a RFP for the hiring of a construction manager to expedite the building of a police station in this community. Thank you.
Any other comments? I would just mention that the Citizen Volunteer Corps will meet next Tuesday at 6 p.m. prior to the public forum on the hiring of the police chief. That is at 7 p.m. Both are at the Heman Park Community Center. And with that, I will adjourn this meeting at 6:56. Thank you all for coming.